We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Yud Dalad, Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Machaber, Aser Litein Shaiva O Shemen Av B'Nekev HaChavis L'Sasmo. You are not allowed to put wax or thick oil in a hole of a barrel in order to seal up the bowl, because you are smoothing out that oil, smoothing out that wax, which is a prohibition on Shabbos of Memareach. But other materials which are not prohibited, you are not considered to be smoothing them out, possibly because they are thinner, more liquidy. Since the wine would not be coming out through that hole, assuming that the hole is high enough such that the wine will not exit through that hole anyway, mutter, you are allowed to seal up that hole. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it does not look like you are sealing up a hole. It does not look like bona, since the wine isn't coming out of there anyway. However, if wine was coming out of that hole and now you seal it up, that is prohibited, because that is mechsi kibona. It is even prohibited to try and what we call trickery, that you are saying, oh, I'm only putting a piece of garlic there because I want to hide the garlic, while really your intention is to put the garlic there in order to seal up the hole. That is prohibited as well. However, if the person is a Talmud Chacham, we would allow him to perform this ha'arama, because the reason ha'arama is prohibited, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because we're afraid you are going to come to do it even in a case where you don't have this excuse, where you can't say you're doing it just to hide the garlic. So in order to avoid you coming to do that, we say harama is prohibited. However, Talmud Chacham, we are not afraid that they are going to come to do it in a prohibited manner, so we would allow them to do harama. That says in Mishnah Berurah, there is a disagreement as today, do we still have the status of a Talmud Chacham, someone who this halacha would apply to or not, and this ends up being a machlokas haposkim. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that the reason that shemen is aser mishumei ruach is atu shaiva. And it must be that this is wax which you prepared beforehand, otherwise it would be muksa, and we wouldn't even get into this shaila of whether it is an issue of meruach or not, once it is already aser mishum muksa. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that not only are you not allowed to smooth it in the hole, you're not even allowed to place it into the hole. And the Mishnah Berurah also quotes, however, the Rambam, who disagrees with this opinion of the Mechaber, and says even if wine is not coming out of that hole, the Rambam says it is still prohibited to close up such a hole because it is still similar to bona. The only time that it's not similar to bona is when the hole is literally on top of the barrel, where we said that that does not look like bona. Sif Yud Beis. If a knife is stuck into a wall from before Shabbos, you are not allowed to remove that on Shabbos, kevin shedavar mechubar, since the wall is something which is attached. However, if a knife was stuck into something which is not attached to the ground, then you are allowed to remove it on Shabbos. If you had taken it in and out of the wall before Shabbos, then even in a wall, you are allowed to remove it on Shabbos. The reason that you are not allowed to remove the knife, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because through removing the knife, you end up expanding the hole that was already in the wall, which is usher, because of a tolda of bone. And even though you do not have intention for that, it's darbashen miskavin, it is a psik resha that by removing the knife from the wall, it is going to expand the hole, which is usser. However, if it had already been taken in and out before Shabbos, then the hole was already expanded, and it is no longer a psik resha, a guarantee that the hole will be expanded even more from you removing it. Simen shin tezvav, dvarim ha'asurim mishum ohol b'Shabbos. Aser lasos ohol b'Shabbos, the yom tov afilu hu araya, is prohibited to make a tent of any sort on Shabbos or yom tov, even if it is a temporary ohel. The Mishnah Berurah explains that that making a tent is a tolda of bona, and the chazal were gozer on an ohel araya, in a temporary ohel, because you might come to make a ohel keva, a permanent ohel. The davka gag of a machitzos mutter. It is only prohibited to make the roof of an ohel, but you're allowed to just make the walls of an ohel. The ein mechitza asura elim ki nasei lahatir sukkah lahatir tiltel is only prohibited to make a wall if that wall makes a kosher sukkah, it becomes the third wall of the sukkah, or it acts as an eruv to allow you to carry in that area. So a mechitza hamateres, a mechitza which allows you to do something halachically, that, since it has some sort of chalos, it has some sort of effect, so that even that will be prohibited alone, even without a gag. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if something does not have mechitzos, and it does not have mechitzos, and you make a tent just out of four poles and place a talus over that or something like that, that will also be prohibited, even if it's just to protect you from the sun or the rain. And this gets into the discussion of why it's okay to do that, which we do on Simchas Torah. The poskim explain why it's okay, but this is where the question comes from, that even four poles with a talus over it should be prohibited, mishum asiyas ohel. Based on this suggestion of a mechitza hamateres being prohibited, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach states that therefore it might be prohibited to make a mechitza in order to allow you to daven, as well as a mechitza in order to allow you to go to the bathroom, allow you to do things in front of Svarim. Those might all be considered a mechitza hamateres, and therefore it would be prohibited to create that on Shabbos.